thank you for downloading this episode of Squabblebox right here on the Trending Topics Network. Squabblebox is a live, interactive entertainment show that airs on Siren 107.3 FM every Monday and Thursday between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. Throughout the show, we like to get your views and opinions on many different topics. You can get in touch throughout the week if you're listening to the podcast repeat by going to @Squabblebox on Twitter, squabblebox@sirenonline.co.uk on the email, or our Facebook fan page, Squabblebox. The music that you hear on the show has had to be edited for legal reasons on the podcast. Stay tuned, we love hearing from you, and let's get started with the show. Siren 107.3 FM, Lincoln's first community radio station. You are listening to Squabblebox. We are live. It's Monday morning. It's 11:05. Myself and Maisie are going to be with you until 1 o'clock today. We've got a great show planned for you. Well, I say we've got a great show planned, Maisie, but it's exactly what we do every Monday, which is hashtag Ask Us Anything. You can send in your questions, as so many people have already done, to @SirenFM on Twitter, studio@sirenonline.co.uk on the email, the Facebook fan page Squabblebox,
or you can text in at 077 97 800 716, or send us a message if you're listening via our Radio Player app.
And that voice that you can hear there is the wonderful, the amazing, the lovely Miss Maisie Anderson. How are you doing, Maisie?
I'm great. I don't sound it, but I am.
A little bit tired this morning, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm not well.
No, you're not well.
And I'm contaminating the whole studio.
Yeah, don't worry, we've all got, I've got the rubber gloves on. We're going to be okay.
There are some antibacterial wipes behind you, so we might need to give the place a rub down after.
So, Maisie, I actually expected it to be the other way around today, because obviously I stayed up to watch the wrestling last night, for people who aren't professional wrestling fans. Last night was WWE SummerSlam.
You woke me up at 1:30 in the morning.
To be honest, Maisie, I got up so many times during the night, I'm surprised I didn't wake you up more than that. So,
true.
So it was a brilliant show, fantastic. I won't put out any spoilers for people who haven't seen it yet, because I know that some people aren't as silly as me and stay up till 5 a.m. when you've got a 11 a.m. show live on the radio.
You were still far more awake than me this morning.
Yeah, well, I've been having a lot of energy drinks last night. It literally got to about It got to about 4:30 this morning. I finished watching the wrestling and I was there like, no, I don't want to go to sleep.
Have you actually slept?
Yes, I have.
Oh, okay.
I went to sleep at about 4:45 until 10 o'clock when my alarm went off.
That's still a decent amount of sleep.
I've done quite well, I believe. But I think it's time, Maisie, that we get into our first segment of the morning.
Yes, please.
That is Can You Believe That? For people who have never listened before, Can You Believe That? Is when we say, can you believe that a new story has happened this week? And this week, Maisie, can you believe that Team GB have not only... Well, the Rio Olympics have not only been completed last night, but Team GB have actually done quite well.
Yeah, it's like the opposite of Eurovision.
Yeah, it's an interesting one this week, because I don't think anyone was expecting Team... There wasn't the same passion behind the team as there was at 2012, for good reason. And... which you can understand the reason, but you just sit there and you go, wow, we've come second in the medals table. This is the first time that we have scored higher than China since China became part of the modern Olympic Games.
Really?
Yes.
Always do better than us? I know that they are a pretty strong team.
They have always done better than us, as has the USA. But let's face it, the USA are so well out in front right now.
Yeah.
There was no way of catching them. For people who don't know, the final medal table, I'll give you the top three, were that the United States had 46 gold, 37 silver and 38 bronze. So that came to 121 altogether. Great Britain had 27 gold, 23 23 silver and 17 bronze, which brought us to a grand total of 67, which is our highest ranking. Sorry, yeah, that's our highest ranking medal.
Sorry, I was waiting for you to finish.
Medal amount ever. And then China had 26 gold, 18 silver and 26 bronze. That brought them to 70 medals altogether. But because we had more gold than them, I think that's how it works.
Yeah, that is how it works.
Brilliant. So, yeah, congratulations to Team GB. I really got into it this past weekend.
Yeah,
I've watched a lot of events.
Watched the closing events.
A lot of the closing events, yeah. I saw there was Nicola Adams winning gold in the women's boxing, which was a fantastic bout. And I got really behind her because it's the only time, obviously for people who don't know, I'm from Huddersfield, so is Maisie. Mm-hmm. And it's the only time I sort of sat there and went, oh, go on, Leeds is close enough. I'll accept Leeds as my own. Normally, it's complete rivalry.
As most people remember, during the 2012 Olympics, anyone who got an Olympic gold were then given a golden postbox in their local area.
Yes.
And Huddersfield stole someone else's.
Huddersfield?
Someone from Home Firth, which is very close to Huddersfield, won gold.
Yes.
Someone who was born in Home Firth. I don't think they even grew up there. And we decided, actually, we'll have that near our train station in the one spot where nobody goes down.
Last thing I'll say about Huddersfield. Huddersfield actually ranked higher than a lot of countries when it came to the medal table. We actually... we'll come back to Lincoln later. I'll need to check, actually, how Lincoln did.
We should do.
But the girls' hockey...
Yes.
They were four girls from the Lincolnshire area. One, I believe, was from Lincoln. Congratulations, they won gold. And then we also saw earlier that day, we saw Liam Heath win the canoe sprint gold medal again. And then it came to Tom Daley. Shall we move on?
He tried his best.
He did
very well in the synchronised.
He did very well in the preliminary. Before the semi-finals, he absolutely shone that day. He was actually top of the table, but then he finished bottom of the table for the semi-finals.
As well as that, there was Mo Farah won two gold medals.
Yes.
Not surprisingly.
Well, no. He won one. The other gold medal was from 2012.
Oh, did he show? Oh, right. Because I thought he did two races.
No. He didn't do the 5,000 and the 10,000 this year. You'd be tired.
He could have done.
He's Mo Farah.
He just loves running.
When you see Mo Farah running around the track, he's just always got a smile on his face, which is brilliant to see.
I mean, he at least looked tired afterwards.
Yeah. So Mo Farah, congratulations there. Joe Joyce, he was in the final gold medal event for England, for Great Britain in this Olympics, and he got a silver.
That was boxing.
But at the men's super heavyweight boxing. However, it was a great fight, and a lot of people are saying that actually he should have won it. But he's apparently...
Yeah, there were a lot of politics around how some of the events were judged this year, which we won't go into at all.
No, let's stick to the fun side of things.
But we still did pretty well.
And let's finish it off with the guy that every country likes to market as their own, Usain Bolt. Usain Bolt, he's claiming that this is his final Olympics.
Yeah.
Because he has been going for a long time now. He's won 9 gold medals, which sort of makes me think, oh, I kind of hope that you come back in 2020 just to win that 10th and round it off.
It's up to him. He can do whatever he likes with his gold medals.
I think that Usain Bolt has been absolutely amazing, though. Just watching him, it's actually mesmerizing to see him running around
he
the track
it
and
look
just
so easy.
He does.
Because this is one thing I hear a lot is that I've seen a lot of people on, especially during 2012, not so much this year, a lot of people saying, oh, we should get Mo Farah and Usain Bolt to do a race. It's like, it wouldn't work.
It's different
They do completely different types of running. One's long distance and one's sprinting.
Yeah.
It's like, you can't compare the two.
So, what are your thoughts on the Olympics? Are you proud of Great Britain? What was your favourite event? Let us know on Twitter, @SirenFM. You can also send in your #AskUsAnything. For people who haven't tuned into this before, #AskUsAnything is where you can literally ask us any question and we will try and answer it if it is suitable for 11:14 on a Monday morning.
It. We just can't promise we'll read it out on
That's very true. So keep sending them in. We've already got loads in already. Plenty to fill the next hour and 45 minutes. So get in touch, as I say, @SirenFM on Twitter, studio@sirenonline.co.uk on the email, the Facebook fan page Squabblebox.
Or you can text in at 077 97 800 716, or send us a message if you're listening via our Radio Player app.
Yes, you can. Now, Maisie, you were saying earlier that you were feeling a little bit ill and mm-hmm. you wanted something to cheer you up. So going back to what we did a few weeks ago, you have requested this next song. This is Dick Van Dyke with Let's Go Fly a Kite. Stay tuned to Siren FM.
Tuppence for paper and strings. You can have your own set of wings. With your feet on the ground, you're a bird in flight. With your fist holding tight to the string of your...
Where the air is clear, oh, let's go.
Siren 107.3 FM, Lincoln's first community radio station. That was Let's Go Fly a Kite by Dick Van Dyke, David Tomlinson, and Chorus.
I want to watch Mary Poppins so badly now.
You really want to watch it, don't you? But we're going to get on with #AskUsAnything this morning. You can send in your questions. We'll talk about them. Let's see what some people have sent in this week. We've got a few in already. Lynn from Huddersfield says, I'd like to ask, will you be awake for the show today, Kai Valentine? Yes, I am more awake this morning. Than I expected to be. As people will have heard before that last song, I did stay up to watch the wrestling last night. But seamless, I think we're doing it so far, Maisie. It's seamless.
Is it seamless?
It's either seamless or...
It's a bit arrogant to call it seamless.
We're either doing this seamlessly and no one can notice, or all our shows just sound like we're tired.
My whole life sounds like I'm tired.
Oh, this is one that I think we might have had before, Maisie, but let's answer it anyway. Mm-hmm. Chris from Lincoln says, what cheese is the best cheese?
Ooh, now this is the thing. I went for a family holiday recently, and when it comes to my family, there's always a cheese board.
Yes.
So so from what I remember, I normally finish off the brie or the camembert. I like the gloopy cheese.
I do,
but you
like...
can't put it on other things.
Brie... has always been one of my favourites, but it's just so bad for you.
It's really bad for you. Camembert is even worse.
Yeah. I also like smoked cheese.
Yeah.
Because it tastes like... I didn't know what it was called, so when I was on the cruise and stuff, I used to ask for the cheese that tastes like bacon.
Smoked.
Yeah, that's the one.
No, smoked cheese is gorgeous. I like any cheese that you can cook with as well. There's no wrong cheese. Blue cheese, I'm a bit iffy with.
I like blue cheese.
See, every Christmas we get a huge cheese spread because my family just... We love cheese. But there was one year where my grandma treated us to slightly posher cheese than we normally get.
Yeah.
Including tons of these really fancy blue cheeses or aged cheese. And we ended up with only having blue cheese left because me and my sister wouldn't eat it because we were too young and we didn't want the stuff that looks like it has mould in it. And my mum and dad could not finish it for the life of them.
Now, so that's the thing about blue cheese.
The thing is, my mum decided that she should finish off the blue cheese by cooking it.
Oh,
she used it to make a cheese sauce.
Oh, it's
still to this day the most vile thing I've ever eaten. It's not for cooking. blue cheese. That's don't make it into a sauce. That's the worst mac and cheese I've ever had.
That's the thing that I've always thought is like, blue cheese shouldn't work, but when you actually eat it, it's all right.
You
as
have
long
to
as you
have
don't
it,
cook
you
it.
Have to, yeah, you can only really eat it with crackers and bread. You can't have it as part of a meal.
I love it how we're just connoisseurs of cheese now.
I feel like I am.
But you can't eat that as a meal. You've got to have it.
I am starting to sound like I know what I'm talking about. I don't. I can't even remember the proper names for these things. I don't even think blue cheese is the correct term.
Let's have a look at some of the other questions. This one is on Twitter from @ShazzaSqueezed. And she says, @SquabbleBox, question, can a rainbow be weighed? If so, would the colours make a difference to the weight if they were brighter or dull?
No, because you can't. Light is not a doesn't have a weight.
It could
it's
though.
It's a light spectrum though.
But it's a
it's
rainbow,
just an
and rainbows are magic. And there's a pot of gold at the end of them.
Double rainbows weigh the same as a single rainbow.
Yeah.
Because it's all about light.
But do you think if a colour was to weigh more than another colour on the rainbow spectrum, which would it be?
It would be black, because it absorbs all
but
of the
black
light.
Isn't on the rainbow spectrum.
Oh, the rainbow spectrum, sorry. I wasn't actually paying attention. I suppose it would have to be one of the in-between colours, like the one of the most middle ones, because it's got to support the rest. No, it would be indigo, because that's the one that supports the rest of it.
Yeah, but wouldn't if it was weighing more, wouldn't it fall down? So actually,
no, because it has to be that has to be the support. Because if red,
oh, but then yeah, if red was the heaviest,
then it would collapse everything else.
It would. That's
so. It'd have to be indigo.
Yeah, that's got to be right. Actually, yeah, indigo. I can't believe we've actually taken this question seriously.
See, you know how I remember all of these colours in the right order?
Richard of York gave battle in vain.
No.
Oh, how do you?
The Rainbow Fairies.
The Rainbow Fairies. Oh,
because they came
the book.
Because you're supposed to read them in the order of the colours of the rainbow.
Oh, for people who don't know, go back and listen to that episode where we talked about children's literature.
There is literally 100 of these books. It started off with just the 7 rainbow colours, and then it got a bit mad after that.
Let's have a look at some of the other questions. We'll do one more question and then we'll go into a song. This one is from another one from Chris in Lincoln. Would Kai suit a beard?
Kai does not suit a beard.
No.
I can say from experience of witnessing you growing beard, because beard is now a
beard.
Verb.
Yes.
That you can't pull it off.
I remember all the way back when we were first starting Squabblebox, I used to have a beard, and we went to a comedy, for people who don't know this story, we went to a comedy night and I had this beard, but the problem
you
was
were stubborn
at
about
that,
it.
At that point, the beard was just a neck beard.
It was just a neck beard. You have since grown, it's grown upwards since.
Oh yeah,
on your
it,
cheeks
it
and
normally,
actually, your chin
it, actually I had a shave yesterday. So.
But this is the thing, you got really stubborn about it, because all of us who know you and care for you kept telling you to get rid of it.
For people who don't know me personally, you'll quickly know from listening to this show that I can get stubborn about things to the point where if someone tells me that I should get rid of a beard, I will keep that beard for as long as humanly possible.
And what was your limit?
We went to a comedy night where there were 5 comedians on that night, and 4 of them took the mickey out of my beard. And the MC. So I ended up shaving it off, and then I sent a photo on Twitter to each of those comedians
you guilted
saying
them hard.
Look at what you have done, and then a lot of them got in touch, and some of them made even more jokes about my baby face skin.
I can't believe you expected sympathy from comedians.
I know, never expect sympathy from a comedian. We've got plenty more to go into as the show goes on. Keep sending in your messages, your hashtag Ask Us Anythings. If you've never contacted the show before, this is your chance. Send in your messages to @SirenFM on Twitter. It can literally be anything. We we just can't promise we're going to read it out on air, as Maisie would like to say. So you can send them in.
Oh, I'm sorry, were you waiting for me?
Yes, I was, yeah. Oh. You can send them in at SirenFM on Twitter, studio@sirenonline.co.uk on the email, the Facebook fan page Squabblebox.
Or you can always text in at 077 97 800 716, or send us a message if you're listening via our radio player app.
It's time for a little bit more music now, and this one is another upbeat one, Maisie. This
Yay!
Is Up by Olly Murs and Demi Lovato. Stay tuned to Siren FM. I drew a broken heart right on your window pane. Waited for your reply. Here in the park. I'm gonna place my bet on us. I know this love is heading in the same direction. Olly Murs and Demi Lovato with Up. I love that song. It's a nice upbeat one, isn't it, Maisie?
It is, although you didn't seem too sure about Olly Murs there.
No, I was just looking. Olly Murs, the Lucozade is wearing off, ladies and gentlemen.
Are there any drinks are available?
So you are listening to Squabblebox right here on Siren FM. We are your interactive entertainment show. We've got a huge show today with hashtag Ask Us Anything. I love doing these shows because you can literally ask us anything. We'll try and answer it, and we'll have some fun whilst doing it, because we get some of the weirdest but wonderful questions, don't we, Maisie?
We get the same questions a lot of the time.
We do get the same questions a lot of the time. Just stop asking us where we would like to live in the world.
Please.
And our opinion on cheese, and then we'll all be happy. We could have fun Mondays. I feel like that teacher at school where they're like, guys, right, I can be the cool teacher, or I can go make you read out of books.
Yeah.
And do work.
So, like,
but
look, I'm the supply teacher. There's what you have two options. You can either do your work, or I've made a crossword.
Oh no!
The substitute teachers with the crosswords were the best ones.
We had a substitute teacher who always used to just put on films. I think everyone had that one.
Everyone loved that guy.
But the guy who actually wanted you to do work, and there was a point though where we'd had a substitute teacher. We had a substitute teacher for 6 months for RE, and then they wondered why none of us did well in our mocks.
Well, one of the things that we had was our physics teacher at GCSE. She got stuck during the whole issue with the volcano and the Icelandic.
Oh yes,
she got stuck on holiday, and this guy, luckily it was she managed to get there by next week. But on the Friday, it was the same supply teacher. We were period six, and he'd take over her entire schedule. So he had all six lessons up till then, and every single lesson he was told to put on Terminator.
Oh no!
And by number six, he was like, "I've watched Terminator 2 five times today. I've watched the first half hour of Terminator."
So
he put on Men in Black, and nobody paid attention to it, and we just ran riot for a whole hour. It was great.
In English, did you have to watch a film? Because there was a point where we did about we watched Avatar, and then we were going to write about it.
They always sort of sussed it out.
And it was like the in thing. But we had to watch Avatar over, and they worked out that we should have been watching it for four lessons, because it's quite a long film. But we ended up watching it for about 3 weeks, because every time we told the teacher, and this was our normal teacher, and we turned up every time, and he used to say, "Where did we get up to?" And we went, "Oh, it was before they went to the blue Avatar world." And we just watched the same sort of 40-minute section for about 3 weeks. And then it just got to about 3 weeks in, and the teacher just turned around and went, "Right, I know what you're all doing, but we need to get on with some work now." Oh, I love it. I won't say his name, because I don't... I don't want to get him in trouble. That was brilliant. So keep sending in your questions. We got some in here. Another cheese-related one from Chris in Lincoln, who says, "What is your opinion on cheesecake?"
Oh, I like cheesecake.
I like cheesecake. Our flatmate...
If it's done well.
Our flatmate, who shares a fridge with us, has a cheesecake in the fridge right now, and it's really annoying me because I want some of the cheesecake.
We had an issue the other day where... because there were two... There was originally two.
Yes.
One for her and one for her boyfriend, because they were mini ones, we should probably point out. They weren't, like, full size.
Oh, yeah, I remember this now.
And he'd had quite a long week. It was his first week at work, at a new job, and he was eating this cheesecake, and he had it on the side of the sofa.
This was like a whole cheesecake.
Everyone can see where this is going, I think. And he's like leant over to get something, knocked the whole thing off, and his face could not look sadder.
It was so sad.
It was just the moment of sort of splat.
But then, were you in the room for the relief when he turned it over and none of it had fallen out of the packet? That shows that student life of not using a plate and just eating it out of the cardboard box.
There were still crumbs all over the floor.
Oh, that's true, yeah. So yes, cheesecake, I'm happy with.
If it's a nice cheesecake, because sometimes cheesecake can be really stodgy.
I never used to like the idea of it because I always thought that it was going to taste of cheese. It depends what sort of cheesecake.
I like light and fluffy cheesecake.
Lemon cheesecake, good. Ooh. Chocolate cheesecake, good. Blueberry or raspberry cheesecake,
anything
bad.
Anything that is remotely healthy, you hate.
No, I don't think anyone is arguing that cheesecake is healthy, but...
I mean that, like, if you try and make it, like, if you put some fruit on it and make it slightly more...
It's like last night, Maisie, when we were eating your dinner, and you... You were eating with a chopsticks.
Yes, I was eating pasta with chopsticks.
And like you were saying, what did you say to me? You said that if you eat with chopsticks...
Oh yeah, eating with chopsticks means that you eat slower, which means you digest your food. By the time you've digested your food, it stops you eating unnecessary amounts of food.
Which is a fair point, but I was sort of sat there thinking to myself, well, I'm pretty sure if I was sat there eating my 12-pack of spring rolls from the Chinese... from the Chinese takeaway with chopsticks, it probably wouldn't make much of a difference to how unhealthy it was for me.
No, it's not about making it more or less healthy.
Yeah.
It's about your digestion.
I know. So, other questions that we have...
Leave me alone.
No, it was about me. Other questions that we've had sent in. Do you both know all the words to the national anthem?
No. I do not know any... I know most of the words.
Because
I know the important bit.
I was watching the... it was the girls' hockey, the women's hockey, when they won. The girls from Lincolnshire, woo! They won gold, and they were singing along to the national anthem, and all of them knew the words, and they were ready for it.
If I was going to the Olympics,
of course
I would learn the national anthem, just on the off chance that I needed to sing it.
I've sung it in, like... I still remember... I don't know whether I've ever told this story before, but when David Hay won his first ever world championship in boxing, I can't remember the guy who he was facing, but it was a big guy, really, really tall, and they did this whole David versus Goliath marketing, which is fantastic for that, even though David Hay himself is quite big.
Yeah.
But one of the things I remember from that is it was on Sky Box Office at like 1 o'clock in the morning, and it was around November time, because I'd just been to a bonfire with my friend, and we went back to my friend's house, and I won't say any names to protect the innocent once again, but but I remember his dad had an enjoyable evening, and he decided that he would allow us to buy the Sky Box Office fight. But he said, we're allowed to buy the Sky Box Office fight as long as we all get up and sing the national anthem at the beginning. So there's me, my mate, and his dad stood in the front room at like 2 a.m. watching David Hay about to win, stood there with hand on chest singing the national anthem.
You don't put your hand on your chest if you're singing hand the British on... national anthem. That's what you do in America.
No, but they do it...
In Britain, it's hands behind the back.
Is it? Oh, I don't know. Well, so that's what they had me doing, and I wasn't going to argue with him at 2 a.m. He was buying the fight for us. We didn't care.
This is the thing. My dad used to do a similar thing whenever the national anthem was on, and whether that was during Christmas, during sporting events, anything, my dad would make me and my sister stand up, but my mum didn't have to.
Right.
Because people called Elizabeth don't have to stand up to do the national anthem.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
No.
Isn't that true? That's not true. That's not true at all.
My mum's logic, my mum tried to convince us that the logic of it was, well, Queen Elizabeth doesn't have to stand up, and my name's Elizabeth, so Elizabeths don't have to stand up. And I didn't believe it when I was five, and I still don't believe it now.
That's brilliant. I didn't know that, but I know it's not real. I know it's not real, and I can't believe I actually nearly fell for that.
I have many reasons why I don't trust my mother on anything remotely related to sport anymore. You know most of the stories.
Yeah, we've heard many of them on this show before, which you can go back and listen to, because we do put this show on the Trending Topics Network on iTunes. You can go back www.trendingtopicsnetwork.com. Now, I think it's time to go into another song. Mm-hmm. Then we'll come back and answer a few more questions. We're only 38 minutes into today's show, Maisie. Yes, we've still got an hour and 20 minutes
left.
We've
answered like five questions. That's normally a whole show's worth.
You're listening to Siren 107.3 FM, Lincoln's first community radio station. We are Squabblebox. You can get in touch, send your hashtag AskUsAnything questions to @SirenFM on Twitter, studio@sirenonline.co.uk on the email, the Facebook fan page Squabblebox.
Or you can text in at 07 97 800 716, or send us a message if you're listening via our radio player app.
Keep sending in your messages, guys. This next song is a request for Lynn in Huddersfield. This is Lone Star with Amazed. Stay tuned to Siren FM.
Time our eyes meet, this feeling inside me is almost more than I can take. Baby, when you touch me, I can feel how much you love me, and it just blows me away. Thing that you do, baby, I'm amazed by you.
Amazed by a Lone Star. You're listening to Siren 107.3 FM, Lincoln's first community radio station. We are Squabblebox. Amazed by Lone Star was requested by Lynn from Huddersfield, who said that was the reason why is because that was her ringtone on her phone for many years before, you know, ringtones seemed to die out. But Amazed is giving me a funny look there. I wondered whether I was wrong there. But also, one of the things that I remember about that song all the time is that that is my Uncle Andy's go-to karaoke song. I always hear him say that. What would be your go-to karaoke song? If I was to force you up on stage onto the karaoke right now, what would you sing and why?
I know what I would have sung if I was 14.
Oh, what would you have sung if you was 14?
Because we used to do karaoke instead of music classes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because our music teacher wasn't really a music teacher, but she was sort of shoved into the role because our actual music teacher either left or was fired. No one ever said. So.
Yeah.
And she didn't really. And by the time that she came into the role, we were in year 9. None of us were going to do... she knew that nobody in my year was going to do music to GCSE level.
Yeah.
So we just did karaoke single Wednesday.
What would be your karaoke song?
It was... Oh, I can't remember the name of it, but I know the song. I know the song.
What does it go like?
Right, okay. It was Every Time We Touch...
Every time we touch, I get this feeling. That one,
Because my friend always sang it. She always wanted to sing it, and she wouldn't do it on her own. So I thought, oh, I'll do it with you.
That's brilliant.
But right now, if I had to do it right now, I would do Mr. Brightside.
Of course.
Because I know all the words.
Because you sing that all the time whenever we're in the studio. And we'll take any excuse to play it. We're not going to play it again today, unless someone requests it. So I think my go-to song request would be, to be honest, when I go to the karaoke, yeah. I normally go with my uncle, and for some reason, I seem to apparently pick the songs which are his. Now, I don't understand. Quotation marks there. They're his. They belong to him. For some reason, I believe that my Uncle Andy sung Amazed by Lone Star before Lone Star did. Lone Star actually did a cover of Andy Valentine. but because one of the other ones that I sing is Ain't That a Kick in the Head?
Oh, yeah.
By Frank Sinatra, although I do quite like the Robbie Williams version because it's a little bit more upbeat. and the other one that I used to do was Impossible by James Arthur. The James Arthur version, because I know that someone else did it before that, but I can't get... When my voice broke, I just couldn't get to the one note in there, which was always a struggle, but I feel like I've...
I feel like your life shattered the moment your voice started breaking.
It did. I mean, I've got used to songs now, but there was that moment in time, because I was 3 weeks away from doing a show. Yeah. And I was going to be Smike in Smike the Musical, which, for people who don't know, Smike, it's like a poor man's Oliver.
Poorer
man's Oliver. those are the opinions of Kai Valentine and not the opinions of Squabblebox or Siren FM. So I think that, yeah, I did like... I didn't like it when I... My voice broke, but I do like doing the karaoke. I think it's fun. When I go to the one that I go to in Huddersfield, and there's just so many, you see characters. I've always wanted to write a sitcom or sketch script about the karaoke, because you see so many characters there. People who, yeah, they know that they can't sing, but they get up anyway, not because they think they're good, but because they enjoy it, and that's what's best about it. That's what's fun about it. So we are doing hashtag Ask Us Anything today. You can keep sending in your messages. We'll give you the details before we go off into the news very shortly. But let's answer one more question before we do that. We've got a message in here from one that we haven't answered yet, from Chris, who says, if you could have any kind of animal for a pet, what would it be and what would you call it?
I would have a dog.
You'd have a dog. Maisie just wants a dog.
I'd have a dog. It would be a dorky breed.
I thought you were going to say, and we call it dog. we watched a show last night, or the end of the show, before Robot Wars started, Cats versus Dogs.
What a pointless television show.
Once again, those are the opinions of Maisie Anderson. Yeah, so it was an interesting show. They didn't really use many facts when it came to it. They just sort of threw in little anecdotes.
It was all opinion
about,
whether cats or dogs are better.
And they actually claimed that, well, we've just said that cats are better,
They have categories. There are categories. And the cat won the physical category for, like, agility and stuff.
And this,
like,
is a TV series.
I think I started shouting at the TV because I was so angry by it. We only saw 5 minutes of it.
You and your boyfriend, are you both dog people?
Yes.
Or is he... Oh, dogs. Good. Because I think that's the one thing that sort of...
that's what makes
humans
and breaks a couple.
Yeah, that would make and break a couple. If one of them... I think there is something categorically different about people if they... like cats over dogs or dogs over cats.
Which one are you?
I'm dogs.
Yeah.
Because I don't know. But there are people... But in the sense of balance, there are people
the
who
pets
like...
Are available.
The pets are available. And some people do like cats. And I can see the allure of why a cat would be nice. I mean, you don't have
they're
they're independent. It's probably... If you're
really cute when they're little.
If you're a busy person who has to go out and work every day, it's probably easier and better for the for the animal to have a cat over a dog.
Yeah, plus you don't really have to train cats.
No. And, like, we're just giving opinions like that show did last night, but if we feel that if a TV show can give opinions, then we can give opinions.
The way it ended was the worst, though, because there was one guy... Because they were holding puppies and kittens.
Yes.
And this one guy went, well, personally, I think that dogs, considering that, you know, this, this and this are better, and then, then the woman holding the cat just went... I'm not listening to you. I'm stroking a kitten. And then they ended. That was the end.
Oh, that don't you just love professional television?
That was on BBC One. No, BBC Two.
Yeah, so I wasn't going to say that, but you're listening.
Yeah, well, you told them what the show was.
Yeah, you're listening to Siren 107.3 FM, Lincoln's first community radio station. We are your interactive entertainment show, Squabble Box. It's 11:50. We're about to send you off into a couple of songs before the news. But if you want to get in touch, we're doing hashtag Ask Us Anything this morning. Ask us a question, like so many people have done already, on Twitter at SirenFM. On the email studio@sirenonline.co.uk, the Facebook fan page Squabblebox,
or you can text in at 077 97 800 716, or send us a message if you're listening via the Radio Player app.
Yes, you can. Keep getting in touch, ladies and gentlemen. We love hearing from you. Now it's time for a little bit of 2016 Red Hot Chili Peppers. This came out in June. I do love this song. This is Dark Necessities. Stay tuned to Siren FM. We'll be back just after 12 o'clock. Siren 107.3 FM, Lincoln's first community radio station. You are listening to Squabble Box. Myself, Kai Valentine, and my lovely co-host, Miss Maisie Anderson. We've been here for an hour and 5 minutes already. We're going to be with you for the next 55 minutes. We're going to be here till 1 o'clock. We're doing hashtag Ask Us Anything this morning, which means that it's really that simple. You get in touch at Siren FM on Twitter. Send us anything, like I say, at Siren FM on Twitter, studio@sirenonline.co.uk on the email, the Facebook fan page Squabble Box,
or you can text in at 077 97 800 716, or send us a message if you're listening via our Radio Player app.
We are the champions, very fitting, as our Can You Believe That this morning was Can You Believe How Well Team GB Have Done in the Olympics this year. It was the closing ceremony early this morning, and Team GB have come second with a record amount of medals.
For us,
ever. Yeah. Oh, yeah. America, well ahead, but for us, we've done really, really well. We have done really well.
I love that we say that we've done well. They did well.
Yeah, we've done well to sit here, Maisie.
Good watching them.
We've done really well, Maisie, to sit here for the past 3 weeks trying to pretend that we understand anything to do.
Yeah.
with the Olympics.
It.
We have blagged it, but I think we've done well with
Where's
that.
Where's our medal?
So you were just saying that you heard a fact on Sky News.
Yes, because during the news break, it was announced, or I think it was announced ages ago.
Yeah.
But basically, this is the first time ever that an Olympic team have actually improved after hosting after 4 years after hosting the games.
Yeah, which is...
I could have said that way more coherently.
Sure, but I put you on the spot a little bit, so it's okay. I was really surprised as well, because people were really shocked at how well Team GB did in London, let alone... Because we've gone up gradually from Beijing in 2008 right through to now in 2016. Yep. We have taken that slow build, but we are now second in the Olympic table. That's where we finished.
The goal for us was 40-ish medals, yes. And we've completely smashed that, which means...
I think it was 46 medals, yeah. And then they changed their mind and said, no, it's going to be this amount, and then we won again, and they went, well, we give up at predicting now, yeah, because they've done well.
All the medals.
They win all the medals.
Which means that there's probably going to be an awful lot of money still going into sport and into the Olympics.
Which is fantastic, because it means that there are some sports... I was watching a thing after the Lincolnshire girls, mm-hmm, won the women's hockey. They were saying that this is going to hopefully rejuvenate women's hockey and get people wanting to be involved, because they see people from their hometown or even home county or country doing so well at these sports and go, wow, I could do that. I could enjoy that. That's something ITV are doing this next week, actually. Hi. Have you seen? They are closing off all 9 of their TV channels for 1 hour. Between 9 a.m. and 10 a.m. On Thursday, I believe, mm-hmm, they're going to turn off all their channels for 1 hour to encourage people to go out and do sport.
The only problem with that, just turn the channel over.
Yeah, that's true. That's true, because we're not in the days of where there was a...
It's an interesting concept, though, to completely pause broadcasting across 9 different channels.
Of course, yeah. And actually, they'll probably get quite good ratings from people just tuning into ITV.
Just to see what's going to be on for that hour.
To check what's going to be on.
It's probably just going to be a blank screen and ITV.
Saying, go out and go play. This is your sports day. Egg and spoon. What was your go-to sport on?
I did the... I'm terrible at running. Oh, so right. At high school, I did the speed jump.
Ah.
Which is what it's like. I don't know. Did you have speed jump?
No.
You basically, it's just a little like squishy cone.
Okay. I've never heard of this. Actual sport?
Yeah,
or
it's not an actual sport. It's a sports day sport. But basically, yeah, okay. It's basically a very small hurdle, and you just have to jump between the two.
Oh,
you could do
yeah,
it online,
yeah,
but for some
yeah,
reason they had like a, I think it was the actual hurdle thing was only about like 30 centimetres tall, less than that actually, yeah, and you just had to jump from one side to the other as quickly as you could, and I got second when I was in year 7 and then third when I was in year 8,
and primary, then I stopped. At primary school we used to always do, we'd have sports, we'd have sports day and we'd all have to be involved in some way, whatever sport we took part in. We all had to do the running, and then we got to choose a sport. I normally did like egg and spoon or something, yeah, like that. There was always those people that held the spoon with their thumb. It held the egg to the spoon with their thumb. But there was the other thing that I always liked about primary school sports days were the dad's race, the parents' race.
We didn't have a parents' race, but we did have a teacher's race.
We had a parents' race where you had to get your child on your back and run with them.
That doesn't sound safe.
And do piggyback races. Oh, yeah, this was 2004, you know, here.
Yeah, I mean, this is the thing. The lower years, like year 3 and 4 got to do stuff like that. And then when I got into year 5, for some reason they decided, you know what, we're not going to do sports day anymore. We're just going to do one long cross-country race around the field.
Yeah, well, we did cross-country as well. Funnily enough, though, when we went to high school, sports day became non-compulsory. You all had to go and watch it, and you got put in, yeah, and we had to sit in our form groups, but the friends that I had in my form group, yeah, the majority of them were actually doing the sports day, so I was sat on the banking for a whole afternoon, yeah, and that is when I downloaded my first ever podcast. And it was from watching, it was from doing that. I've never told this story on the radio before, but that was the first podcast that I ever downloaded, the AllWrestling.com Week in Review. And it was a wrestling podcast. And I listened to that for the 3 and a bit hours that it was on. And that's how I got into doing podcasts and then doing radio. So
my
inability to be a part of the sports day races has led me here today. You can blame my inability on sports for having to put up with me 11 a.m. till 1 p.m. every Monday and Thursday.
Yeah, there's some major sports day drama for my high school.
Oh, really?
In year 7, when everyone was taking it way too seriously, because it's year 7.
Because you've just got there, they're all new friends, and you've got to take part. You've got to win.
We were like you guys. We had to all be in a form. We had to sit in our forms, but we kind of adopted one of the other people from a different form.
All right.
Because most of his friends were in our form, so he came over to sit with us because his teacher didn't really mind who sat where. And so, and we all had like our form group written on our faces, and we had banners. So we made him hold a banner, and we put eyeliner on his face, and people thought that was like, you can't take one of our tutees. You can't do that. So then that actual form, their actual tutor complained that we cheated because nobody bothered to tell us about this magical rule that suddenly appeared where each person was only allowed to be in 2 events, and we had the same 2 guys in every single race because they were the 2 bastards.
My form tutor and a couple of other form tutors used to bet on the results with the other form tutors. I don't know whether I'm allowed to say that on there, but
in year 7, our entire form got disqualified, and the 2 guys who did really, really well got all of their medals taken away.
I swear, that's the story to the bad education. The Jack Whitehall sitcom. For sports day. Oh, well, we've actually got a couple of sporting questions to come up,
we
Maisie.
Any questions however, yet in this
no, we haven't, but we're doing hashtag Ask Us Anything. We've got a couple of sporting questions, but I'll save it until after this next song.
Okay.
You can keep getting in touch, send in your questions. We're doing hashtag Ask Us Anything. You can literally ask us any question.
We just can't promise that we'll read it out on air.
Yes, so keep sending them in at SirenFM on Twitter, studio@sirenonline.co.uk on the email, the Facebook fan page Squabblebox.
Or you can always text in at 077 97 800 716, or send us a message if you're listening via the Radio Player app.
It's time for a little bit more music now, and this one is an absolute classic. It's David Bowie with Space Oddity. Stay tuned to Siren FM.
Ground control to Major Tom. Ground control to Major Tom. Take your protein pills and put your helmet on. Ground control to Major Tom. 7, 6, commencing countdown, engines on.
Siren 107.3 FM, Lincoln's first community radio station. That was David Bowie with Space Oddity, one of my all-time favourite songs. I love that song. Also seeing people outside the studio dancing along makes it even better.
It's not only a song you can dance to, but somehow people are managing it.
Oh, that's brilliant. You're listening to Siren 107.3 FM, Lincoln's first community radio station. We have got a packed show ahead. We're doing hashtag ask us anything. You can send in your questions to @SirenFM on Twitter, studio@sirenonline.co.uk on the email, the Facebook fan page Squabblebox.
Or you can always text in at 077 97 800 716, or send us a message if you're listening via the Radio Player app.
Now, Maisie, it's time for a little bit more of a sport question, which means we have to go to the expert over there, Miss Maisie Anderson.
Oh.
Now, Maisie, because we got a message in from Chris in Lincoln. Hi, Chris. And he says... I can't believe I'm about to ask you this. Who do you think is going to win the Premier Division this year?
Fighting Sharks.
Do you know what the Premier Division is, Maisie?
It's a football thing.
Premier League Division, yes.
And it's the divisions.
Who's in this division?
The teams.
Which team? Which team won it last year?
Fighting Sharks.
Surely you know who won it last year.
No.
Leicester City.
Oh, that one. Yeah.
This is like the main league.
The B League.
In England.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, it's quite an important thing. Manchester United are in it. Liverpool.
The big ones.
It's the biggest league. It's the top league. It's the Premier.
It's the Premier League.
So who do you think are going to win this year?
This year? Didn't they just have one?
Yeah, but they... It's the new season.
They only just finished.
No, it finished in June, and now it's starting up again.
That's still only a couple... It's only been a couple months.
Yeah, but they have an off-season, which is... Off-season? I'm sounding American. They have a non... I'm going to get so much hate on Twitter for that. So they've had their non-season.
No, they only just finished. They should take a full year.
I tell you why it is. It's because of the European Championships that you've probably felt like there's been a lot of football on.
There's always too much football on for my liking, to be honest.
You just wish that football was gone, but Robot Wars was on.
Robot Wars 24/7.
So top of the Premier League at the moment is Manchester City, but we are only two games into the season. So
we've already started.
Yeah.
What on earth is happening?
Because everyone was really shocked because Leicester City, who won last year, and they won nearly all of their matches last year.
It was a big deal.
Yeah, but they haven't won a game yet. They've drawn one and they've lost one. But everyone knew that it was going to be tough for them to replicate what they did last season. On other news, though, for football, the Championship, which is the Championship League, is the league below the Premier League.
Which is... The one that Huddersfield Town is in.
Yes, the one that Huddersfield Town is top of the table in.
Woo!
Which I am so happy about. Huddersfield Town are my team. We are currently 10 points.
We haven't been to a game in ages, though.
No, I'm going on Saturday, though. Huddersfield Town versus Wolves on Saturday. I cannot wait. I haven't been to a match since January 6th. So right at the start of the year. Huddersfield are currently 10 points, and then everyone who's below them are 8 points or below. So we're only 4 games in. We haven't lost a game yet though. So I'm happy. I'm ecstatic. This is the best Huddersfield Town have done in so long.
Maybe one day we'll be Premier League.
You're talking to someone who spent the first like 8 years of watching football, watching Huddersfield Town in League One, which is the league below the Premier League, but I've just realised people from Lincoln aren't going to be happy with me talking about Huddersfield Town, because I've found every taxi driver has told me this, and everyone I've passed on the street whilst wearing a Huddersfield Town shirt has told me this since I moved to Lincoln. Lincoln fans, not fans of Huddersfield Town.
Why not? Is there a law?
2004.
Yeah.
There was the playoff finals, and Huddersfield Town beat Lincoln City.
Yeah.
And Lincoln have never really recovered since then. They're doing well this season, apparently. But yeah, Lincoln
maybe
have struggled since then.
So
Huddersfield Town are not very popular in Lincoln. So I'm going to move on. And we're going to go into a few more of your questions. You're sending them in to hashtag AskUsAnything. We've got one in here that says, basically, do you find... What in your opinion is the most attractive accent?
I really like New Zealand accents.
Oh, right.
I don't know why.
Oh, any reason?
It might be because...
Like a, g'day, mate, I'm from New Zealand.
No.
No.
It might be because...
Blimey.
One of my all-time favourite TV shows, which is The Almighty Johnsons, is filmed in New Zealand. It's a very good show.
Yeah.
And the Johnson men,
yes,
who are the so-called Johnsons, they're quite attractive young men.
Ah, fair enough.
So I think that might be why.
I would have to say, I don't know, American accents...
Yeah. You like a girl with a good American accent?
I don't know. Maybe it's from watching wrestling for so American wrestling for so long. But if you could have an accent that wasn't your own, Maisie, what would it be?
Anything other than my accent.
The problem is, your accent would have been fine if you had been brought up in Kent.
No, because whenever I went to Kent and visited my family and my cousins, I was told that I was too northern.
You just don't feel like you belong anywhere,
no.
Do you, Maisie? It's like when I come here... when I'm living here in Lincoln, people say to me, "Oh, your accent, Kai. We struggle to understand you." And I go, "Thanks. That's a real compliment for someone who's wanting to go into radio."
Yeah.
but then when I go to Huddersfield and I go back, everyone turns around and goes, "Kai, you've gone southern. You've changed. You're changing your accent, Kai." And I go, "I've got to soften it." Everyone tells me.
I think if I could pick any accent, I would go with something similar to my grandparents, which is a very soft Glaswegian.
Ah, right.
Because it's just it's such a pretty
The Scottish
sound.
Accent is a really nice
so
accent. It depends where in Scotland.
The posh bit of Glasgow has a gorgeous accent.
Is there a posh bit
there
of Glasgow?
There is a posh bit of Glasgow, yeah.
Hmm.
It's a very small area.
I think it's time to go into another song. We'll go into this one. This is another one of my favourite songs.
Can I pick a song?
Yeah,
soon?
You can pick another one for after this, Maisie. But this is Arctic Monkeys with Mardi Bum. Stay tuned to Siren FM.
To get things off the ground, and it was up, up and away. Oh, but it's really hard to remember that on a day like today when you're all argumentative and you've got the face on.
Mardi Bum, Arctic Monkeys, you're listening to Siren 107.3 FM, Lincoln's first community radio station. We are Squabblebox, your interactive entertainment show right here on Siren FM. And Mondays are as interactive as it gets, as you write our show for us. Yes, that means we can stay up until 5 a.m. watching the wrestling, some
you
of
can.
Us, so that you guys can write the show for us and we'll have some fun. Hashtag AskUsAnything.
Make it sound like we put no work in.
Well, Monday shows, you know, it's a nice little relaxed Thursday shows. We put a lot of effort in. But we do...
We put tons of effort into the Monday show.
We do, actually. We do.
We have to advertise it.
Because I tell you something, we have to put a lot of effort in when we get some of the weird questions you guys send.
Ooh.
But we love you for them, honestly.
And to be fair, I find the weird questions are way more fun to answer.
Yeah. I know exactly.
No
what
offense
you mean.
To those who are giving us, you know, the normal sane questions.
But we do love our weird and wonderful listeners. And this is one, another one from Chris in Lincoln. He sent plenty into today's show saying, if you had a day to do anything you could do, what would you spend the day doing and why?
So I get a full day just completely written off day. Don't have to do any work, don't have to clean.
Yes.
That's every day for me, though.
We're students, of course.
That's every day. No. I don't know. I think I'd quite like to just...
This
is one of those questions where I probably need some time to think, but I'd probably just like to go outside and have an adventure.
Yeah, where would you go?
I quite like looking at castles.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Would you spend some time up at the Lincoln Castle then? Because I tell you something, until a couple of weeks ago, I had not been in the Lincoln Castle. I'd never been in.
It's great.
And I went in and I was like, oh wow, this is actually really nice. I actually went up there after last week's show, after Thursday's show. I finished the editing and I thought, you know what, it's a really lovely day, I'm gonna go for a walk. And I walked up Steep Hill, which for people who aren't from Lincoln is a steep hill.
It's exactly as it sounds.
I got up to the top and I went to the ice cream parlor, which is at the top, which was a massive queue because it was such a hot day, but it was gorgeous ice cream, and I went and sat in the tower, in the castle, and relaxed on the banking. And then I started to walk home, and I thought, oh, I'll go for an adventure. And I actually got lost, and I ended up halfway up Yarborough Road. in a bird and animal sanctuary called Millennium Park. Have you been to Millennium Park?
No, but I vaguely know where it is.
It's very nice, but I don't know how I ended up there. I just thought I'll have one of those days. I'll put my headphones in. I'll listen to some music, listen to some podcasts, and just walk.
See, I think that would be my day. But I'd just go on a really nice hike.
Yeah,
because me and my dad used to go on hikes all the time when I was younger.
Yeah. I've found that one thing that I'm wanting to do is, and that's one thing I'm looking forward to doing next week, because I'm going home for the week, which means that next week's Squabble Box on Monday will be a pre-recorded episode. However, one of the things that I'm looking forward to doing is just shutting off for a little while, turning my phone off, not answering any emails, because sometimes I feel like when it comes to uni and things like that, it does become a 24-hour thing of checking emails and doing stuff like that, and I'm just looking forward to having that week to relax. And it's going to be really, really nice and fun.
Hopefully, yeah.
So you used to go on hikes with your dad then?
Yeah.
Where did you used to go hiking?
Wherever there was free parking.
Ah, fair enough.
That
sounds exactly what I'm going to be like with my kids. Where are you going with your dad? The cheapest place possible.
My dad hates paying for parking.
Yeah, I don't blame him.
He gets really proud because there's a place, because obviously my mum and dad still live in Huddersfield. So there's this one road that's really close to town where you don't have to pay to park and there's no double yellow lines. So
yes.
You can just park up there. The issue with
that Lincoln, there are no places like that.
Exactly. And he was really proud that he found this road. And then a year later, there was like a bunch of people lined up and it's become a thing. Yeah. Everyone knows that that's the free parking road now, so he can never get a space there.
People in Lincoln are now turning around going, what? There are places, there are other cities where you can park in the city? I didn't know this was a thing.
Well, yeah, because my mum and dad came to visit a little while ago and they couldn't find anywhere to park.
Yeah, it's one of the joys of Lincoln is trying to find a parking space.
Anyone who drives in Lincoln, I'm sorry.
Yeah, to be honest, it's everywhere now. I think everywhere in the UK you do struggle to find car parking spaces. So we're doing hashtag ask us anything today. Keep sending in your questions. You're listening to Siren 107.3 FM, Lincoln's first community radio station. You can keep sending in your messages at SirenFM on Twitter, studio at sirenonline.co.uk on the email, the Facebook fan page Squabblebox.
Or you can always text in at 077 97 800 716
or send us a message if you're listening via the Radio Player app.
Now, it was announced earlier this week on Facebook, Maisie, because there are so many other great shows here on Siren FM, and I saw it announced on Facebook earlier this week that Tom Stevens, friend of Squabblebox, and the Simply Jazz Show will be returning to Siren FM on the 6th of September, Tuesday the 6th of September. So that's just under 2 weeks away, and he's going to tell you all about it just now, and we're going to go into another song, so stay tuned to Siren FM.
Tom Stevens for Simply Jazz, Tuesday mornings, 11 to 12. For great jazz, feature pieces with big bands and exclusive interviews with jazz classics and modern greats like this.
I've got you under my skin.
There may be trouble ahead.
Don't sit under the apple tree.
If you're crazy about jazz, you'd be mad to miss Simply Jazz.
That was Katy Perry with I Kissed a Girl. We're going back to some classic Katy Perry there, aren't we, Maisie? You're listening to Siren 107.3 FM, Lincoln's first community radio station. We're doing hashtag Ask Us Anything today. You can get in touch as Becky from Lincoln has got in touch and said, psychology or philosophy, which would you rather study and why?
Now, I did study philosophy.
Oh, right.
At A level.
How did you find it?
I loved it. It was great fun.
What sort of stuff do you learn in philosophy?
The philosophy, it depends on what module you're doing, but the philosophy we learnt was the philosophy mainly of religion.
All right.
So I won't divulge too much.
No, no.
because it's very complicated, but it's but we also did some classic philosophy.
Yeah.
Stuff like Plato and Aristotle and Socrates.
Yeah, I believe that's right. I nearly did psychology. It was something that really interested me. When I went to Greenock College, I went to have a look around and I saw it, and it was one of the things that I looked into and I went, oh, that's really interesting.
I did as well.
But I ended up choosing, because I love to know how the brain works and things like that.
Unfortunately, that's not really what you learn at
No.
It's not really learning about, because you learn a little bit of that, but it's mainly trying to remember case studies.
Yeah.
And memorising stuff, which isn't as much fun as just going off on your own and learning about psychology.
That's one of the things that sort of put me off about it, and I ended up going with government and politics instead, which, you know what? I'm not doing a show about psychology at the moment on Siren FM, it might have come in a bit more useful. For people who don't know, we do co-host the... we co-host the US election coverage here on Siren FM. You can find out more by going to www.sirenonline.co.uk and tuning in on the first Wednesday of every month. It's really, really fun to do, is that show, isn't it, Maisie?
It's so good.
It really is. And the election coverage is hotting up leading into November, so keep staying tuned for that. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and we'll give you all the details of when those shows are going out. Now, let's have a look at some of the other questions. Maisie,
yes.
What is your best pickup line?
I don't bother with pickup lines.
No, I read the question and then I went, you know what, if I read any...
I'm the one girl at the club that no one tries to hit on.
Aww.
I don't know. I think it's just because I've got an air about me of, leave me alone.
But you don't need...
well, let's face it. There's something about my face that just goes, don't even try.
There's something about your face that goes, maybe I should buy her coffee.
I've never had to use a pickup line.
No.
I've never had many pickup lines used on me.
No, I was trying to rack my brain for pickup lines, and the only ones I can think of are just not suitable for radio.
Yeah, same.
Because you can't think of anything. Like the only pickup lines I can think of are really bad pickup lines.
Oh yeah, the traditionally bad pickup lines.
Is there such thing as a good pickup line?
I don't know.
It's like when people go like polar bear. That was one way to break the ice, and you go, no, I just wanted something to break the ice, and you go, no, that's not Good.
No, I prefer the simple "Hello, my name is."
Well, that's what I was going to say. Is that the way that you would want?
How I Met Your Mother came up with a fantastic one of "Hello, saying, have you met?"
I thought you were going to say that you'd used a pickup line on my mother there,
Maisie. No, no, no. How I Met Your Mother, the show,
yes,
had the brilliant idea, and I'm pretty sure it might not be a complete origin from there. They might have got it from somewhere else, but yeah. It's the "Hello, have you met?"
Yes,
which works perfectly.
Yeah, I can see what you mean. We've got plenty. We've got a couple more questions to go through. But Maisie, I'm trying to think, what would be your... So you would say that you wouldn't like a pickup line used on you?
I don't think... I've never noticed pickup lines being used on me, so I assume they never have.
Yeah.
Either I'm just really oblivious to them, or no one's ever tried.
Oh, well, we got another question here, which is from Becky in Lincoln, and she says, Freud or Jung?
Freud,
because I don't know who Jung
Same.
Is. But I'm presuming it's a philosopher or something?
A psychologist.
Psychologist, yes. All these psychology questions today. What do you think we are? A credible... Do you think we're a credible radio show? Why are you sending us real questions? We don't know things.
To be fair, I like Freud for his, like, he's memeable.
Yeah.
But I don't really agree. I don't really agree with a lot of his.
I'm sure Freud, so many years ago, however long ago it was since he was around, he was turning around one day going, "You know what? I really want to be a meme one day."
He would probably love the idea, because he was all about sort of subconscious sort of idea, like sharing ideas and stuff.
Yeah,
which is pretty cool. Although most of the stuff that he ever wrote about family and orientations and stuff has all been discredited.
But we don't talk about that. I think we'll go into one more song, Maisie, okay. And then we'll come back and we will finish off today's show.
Yeah, we're going to
So this is Green Day with Wake Me Up When Ooh. September Ends. Stay tuned to Siren FM.
Summer has come and passed. The innocent can never last. Wake me up when September ends. When September ends. Wake me up when September ends.
Green Day, Wake Me Up When September Ends. You're listening to Siren 107.3 FM, Lincoln's first community radio station. We are Squabblebox, your interactive entertainment show right here on Siren FM. We've had a brilliant show today. We've really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Well, whether you found it brilliant, we don't know.
The important thing is that me and Kai had fun. And
we
that's
had
what
fun.
Really matters.
And that's what really matters, yes. If we're not having fun, nobody else is having fun listening to us,
know.
Are they?
I feel like sometimes people enjoy laughing at our mistakes.
That's true. So you've been listening to Squabblebox. We've had a lot of fun answering your hashtag Ask Us Anything questions. We'll be back on Thursday, 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. With another really, really great show. We've got a guest on, mm-hmm. and that will be Eliza Rue and DDI, Dishonorable Dave Isaac from Fight Factory Wrestling. They came down to the studio yesterday, and it was a very interesting experience, and we cannot wait. Maisie was terrified of the big wrestlers coming in being all intimidating, but that's going to be a really, really fun show. The interview's really, really it was really, really fun to do, and really, really interesting, and they're going to tell you all about all the events that they have got coming up, so you'll hear more about that on Thursday's show. But Maisie, anything else from you for today's show?
Only that I can't wait for Thursday.
Yes, I think I think it's going to be brilliant. I love doing this here on Siren FM. You can stay tuned to Siren FM to find all the other great shows. There'll be Drive Time today from 5 till 7 p.m. and I'm waiting for the schedule to come up, so I'm just going to wing it. And then there's Drive Time tomorrow, our friends on Drive Time on Topic, 5 till 7 p.m. Always join Breakfast on Siren FM with Jeff from 7 till 9. Later on tonight, 7 till 8 is Soul Time. But we have been Squabblebox. Mm-hmm. It's been really fun. We will see you all back here on Thursday, and stay tuned to Siren FM. Thank you for listening to this episode of Squabblebox on Siren FM and on the Trending Topics Network. We encourage you to check out all the other great material that Siren FM put out on a weekly, daily, hourly basis by going to www.sirenonline.co.uk. We also encourage you to check out all the other great material that the Trending Topics Network is putting out there by going to www.trendingtopicsnetwork.com, where you can find other such podcasts as the European Uppercut Podcast, Rasslecast, the Spanish Announce Table, Loo Chat, Old School at the Movies, 10 to 1, The Tuts Experience, One Up Club's Heads Up, and much, much more. And of course, don't forget to come back and join us for the next episode of Squabblebox.